Maybe just 2 minutes, just to talk about something very important, an important issue from the Quran that we've been reciting. And there's two issues that I had in mind. Inshallah, we'll talk about the second one tomorrow, the more detailed one. I'll just talk very briefly. And this is something that also, I want to talk about issues that are practical. And so this is a practical issue, and that is, you know, learning about Islam. Educating ourselves about our deen. And Imam Malik, rahimahullah, either him or one of the great scholars of the past, he says a person who, he says asking questions is half of the pursuit of knowledge. And a person who is shy from asking questions will never be able to educate himself. So asking questions is a process of this education, of learning our deen. But at the same time, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala educates us about how to ask questions. See, the Quran is so beautiful and our deen is so complete, it teaches us everything. So it teaches us, even if you have to ask a question, how are you supposed to go about in asking that question? There's a verse in the Quran that gives the first part of that education. Allah says, لَا تَسْأَلُوا O people who of iman, the people who believe, لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءٍ تُبَدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ Don't ask about things that when you hear them, you won't like the answer to those things. So don't ask about those things. What that means is, there was a sahabi who came to the Prophet ﷺ saying, I accepted Islam, my parents were mushrikeen, and they died. Are they in the fire of hell? What's the answer to that? And so the Prophet ﷺ has to answer the question. But knowing that he's not going to like this answer. So at that time this instruction was given, don't ask those questions which you would not like to hear the answer to. Something that's obvious, something that you know, something that you know you would get emotional about, then don't go and ask that question. The next issue, the education Allah gives us about asking questions in the Quran is through the example of Bani Israel. They came to Musa, alayhi salam, and they said that we've had a murderer in the society, and we don't know who the murderer is. We don't know who the killer is. We need to find out. So make dua to Allah, He makes a way for us to figure out who this person is. Investigate this issue. Musa alayhi salam made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down divine revelation saying, divine instruction saying, they need to slaughter a cow, and with the bone of that animal, they need to go and strike the dead body of the murdered, and he will speak the name, and they'll know. They'll know that who has done this. And so, when they went, now they ask the question, they've been given the instruction, now they come back and they say, we're not sure, you just said a cow, what type of cow? There's lots of different types of cow, what do you mean by cow? So when Musa alayhi salam went back, made dua, then the instruction was given, that okay, a cow that is neither old nor young, a middle-aged cow. Then they come and they say, you know, that's still not very clear, cows have lots of different colors. So what color should the cow be? Then they're given the instruction, okay, it has to be very bright yellow. So bright that it's shocking to the eye. Then they come back and they say, that still doesn't clarify. There's lots of different types of cows, purposes for cows. There are some cows that are used in agriculture, in the field. There are some cows that are purely for dairy purposes. So what type of a cow? Then they were told that neither a cow that has been worked in the fields nor anything like that, or has pulled the cart, hasn't been used for transportation, and hasn't been worked in the fields for agriculture. A purely just raised cow. Prized type of cow. And then finally, it comes in the riwayat, some of them are weak, but the lesson here is that finally when they went around looking for a cow who fit all of these descriptions, they found only one of them, and the owner saw that there was a demand for it and asked for a very, very, very extremely ridiculous price. So they put themselves through all these hardships by themselves. They kept asking these questions again and again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept making the criteria strict and strict. So that's where it comes, that not to ask unnecessary questions. When you ask a question and the information is given to you, then at that time digging into it, and we have a common modern problem that we have. A lot of people have very rightfully dubbed it and titled it as fatwa shopping. It's a common predicament and a problem in our Muslim communities. That you go to the imam of your masjid, say, what do I do about this situation? He gives an answer that doesn't fit your lifestyle. It's not quite so easy. So then what you do is then you go look for another shift. Go to the next masjid next week. And you ask him. He didn't give you the answer you wanted. So then you are visiting some relatives and you go ask their imam. Sheikh, by the way, while I'm here, I have a question for you. And you ask him the question. Then he doesn't give you the answer you're looking for, so then you go online. And you go to the different websites. And you keep going and going and going and going. Everyone's been telling you, no, 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 no. Finally, one day after 5 years, somebody says, yes. Okay, fine, I got the answer, yes. Imam Saad said it's allowed. And so this is a common predicament in our problem, in our communities, and an issue amongst the Muslims. Because it's a misunderstanding that we are supposed to serve the will of Allah. We are supposed to be obedient to Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so inshallah this is a little bit of advice, and if we can use this Ramadan to discipline ourselves in this way, strive for education, strive to educate ourselves about our deen and our religion, and strive with the proper etiquette and in the way the Prophet ﷺ taught us, and in the way Sahaba demonstrated it. Sahaba were amazing people. Read about their lives sometimes. They'd ask a question, and as soon as they were given an answer, that's it. They made a whole lifestyle change if that's what it required. They were amazing people. So that's how we should approach this. And inshallah, this will tie into what I have to talk about tomorrow, and we'll discuss that tomorrow, inshallah.